And I'm so excited because this guy right here, Barry Harrison, is in the studio from YMCA. Hey, Baz.
Hey, Cindy. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Actually, Big C.
Big C
now.
Yes, yes. Apparently, I'm Big C.
You are.
I
your
like
presence,
it.
Your stature within the community is big.
Oh,
so
come
you're
on.
The Big C.
Let's not get crazy.
I'm the little B, of course. I'm the little B. Now, I learned something. Actually, breaking news. Rolling Stone magazine have contacted me about using child labour to launch your music career. And they want to do the exclusive, so they came through me, of course,
to
find out. So after this, we've set up a meeting this morning.
Right.
And they'll have the exclusive in the next Rolling Stone International magazine.
And you're, of course, talking about me playing a song that I recorded 14 years ago with my son. We have a little problem. His voice is broken in between. Sounds worse than it did on the CD.
Yeah, it's still child labour. No, seriously. Hey, that sounded really good.
Oh, and, thank you.
You know, and you can play Christmas carols today.
Oh,
I know about 2 or 3 weeks ago I had an issue with
did.
It.
But, you,
but, you know,
huge...
we are in Christmas festive season, aren't we?
Absolutely. It's so exciting. And as I mentioned, it's my last show of the year.
It is.
So
wow.
Next year you'll be back with us, I
absolutely,
hope. Looking
course.
Forward to it. There are
for
some
sure.
changes coming
oh,
through.
Oh, really?
Yeah, some big changes.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that. I'll listen. You're, when are you going to announce those changes?
Probably in the early new year, I'd
oh,
say.
Oh, can't wait. Can't wait to hear
couple
what they are.
A couple of teasers in between.
Now, speaking of big news, I've got some really big news for everyone who listens.
All right, hit me
and,
up.
Or doesn't get the opportunity to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know how we record these every Monday morning
yes.
and we put them on Casey Race and
yes.
Casey Arc website?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're on iTunes.
Get out of here.
We are now on iTunes.
We've hit the big time.
We have. So if you go to iTunes Podcasts
mm-hmm.
and put in YMCA Casey, they're all there.
This is awesome.
Ever since from day one.
Really?
When you and I had a chat about what YMCA Casey does.
Wowzers. Okay. There's a bit of history before that as well. And the reason I just want to bring this up really briefly is because I've had a message in from Doc this morning.
The Doc.
From the Benchwarmers.
Hey, now this guy is legendary. Yes.
He's a good, good guy. And the Doc from the Benchwarmers, Saturday morning's the football show. You joined us as well on the football show. Just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas and to say thank you so much for your support.
Oh, thank you very much. And thanks, Doc. And hey, I've really enjoyed my 2017 here with in our partnership with 3SER. It's been great Saturday mornings, Monday mornings, coming in, having a chat. And that's what we do.
Yep.
We have a chat and then I bring guests along and they chat, of course.
And you've done that again today?
We have. And a few weeks ago, I think about 3 weeks ago, we had Craig Aubrey, the head coach of the Casey Tiger Sharks Swimming Club, come in. And he told us the state titles were coming up.
Yes.
So I thought we'd get Craig back and he can tell us, it was all last week, how they went and how well the Tiger Sharks went.
Fantastic. Hey, Rob. Craig, good morning.
How are you?
Great. Thanks for coming back. It's nice to see you again.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So what's been happening?
Well, big week. Last week was the state champs. I think we touched on it before that we'd got 33 swimmers actually had qualified and we were going to take the 33.
Incredible.
Little bit of research just so that we can sing our praises, I guess, today. So 33 swimmers attended, which meant that we were the 8th. Highest numbered club in Victoria.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Which is a great stepping stone for us.
Mm.
Now, there's some big clubs in Victoria too, isn't
there?
Oh,
yeah. I mean, you look at Nunawading and Vic Centre. I mean, you're talking big, big memberships.
Yep.
You know, our membership ranges in and around 160 swimmers.
Wow.
We'd actually got more qualified than the 33. But they didn't participate for whatever reason. So for us to take 33 and for us to lie in the top 10 there, I think it's quite quite good. So let's get on to the facts and figures about the actual performances.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Local Casey people.
Yeah.
Performing at the highest level in
Correct.
The state.
Correct. So PB wise, so personal best time swum is 115.
You're kidding.
No, 115 PBs.
115 PBs.
Wow.
That's a personal best.
Yeah,
it is.
Crazy. That's incredible.
Isn't it?
And with that came a real quite a strong vibe for them to go out there and actually swim well in the morning, but better again at night.
Mm.
So trusting they finaled, they'd have to go again quicker at night. And a lot of that was backed up. So out of some of those finals, they would swim in the morning, as I've said, they'd do a time, but at night they had to go back and swim faster. We wasn't chasing medals so much because we didn't really know where we would sit and how we would sit. But for them to go back again at night and swim faster was the objective, and that's what happened. Finals, We had 34 final swims.
Wow, 34. So out of the 33 swimmers, there were 34 finals.
34 occasions we swam within a final. With that came 2 silver medals and 4 bronze.
Fantastic.
Isn't that amazing?
Well done. That is incredible.
It left us 14th overall, which I have to say for me is the only disappointment.
Right.
You're always wanting top 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt we were probably good enough to get that. But you don't take into consideration there are other clubs out there. I mean, obviously, there's clubs come from Western Australia. There's a New Zealand team come over. And although we're actually probably as good as most of those, if not slightly better, because we just lack in that better number scenario, we do fall short against other clubs within Victoria.
But, like, I can understand as head coach you being a little disappointed. Mm. But let's get this straight. 115 personal bests,
yep.
34 finals appearances,
yep.
And how many medals?
And we came away with 6 medals.
This is why it's the head coach. This is exactly why. So, Craig, what happens now? What do you do? Because
I sit them down and tell them off that I'm not happy. That's the first
thing. Wow.
No, I think we just need to sit back now as a coaching team and just really analyse where we think we have the shortfall. I am very aware of sitting there throughout the course of the week. It's a week-long competition. We started a week ago. And come Friday, we actually sit there and there are shortfalls. There's little areas where we've got where we need to probably look to develop the kids slightly better.
But there's always areas where you can improve,
yeah.
Right? And that's fantastic. But just for me, sitting, hearing that, I'm not a Casey resident. I come here and work. So I almost live here, though, mind you. But the local Casey people, and I would suggest most of your swimmers are from Casey, yep. To deliver that type of performance is fantastic. But what I'm hearing, like an amazing performance, but we can do better.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt, as I said last time, is that you've really got to push the boundaries. It's no good setting your stall out just to come fourth or fifth. You've got to go for that, the one that you're probably not going to get.
Mm.
You don't know. There's a couple of surprises in there. We didn't expect a couple of the kids to final that did final. And then suddenly are very, very close then to chasing a national time. One of the bit I have missed and purposely missed, because we start again within the new year, but out of that we had swimmers actually going, or 4 swimmers go and get national qualifying times.
4 swimmers, national qualifying times. So they'll be going to the nationals.
So they will go to nationals, which is in April.
April next year.
And that is in Sydney.
Oh, wow.
Fantastic.
Olympic Park, Sydney.
So 4 people from the Casey Tiger Shark Swimming Club going to nationals.
Yep.
You can't ask for much more than that.
No.
That's fantastic. So name one performance that probably gave you the most pleasure. It might not have been a medal. It might not have even been a final. But say a kid that's really done tremendously well.
It's very difficult in the broad scheme. And I've never been one to actually highlight one particular thing. I think what I would sooner say to you is that as a collective, as a unit, the want and drive that they all showed and the support they showed to each other way outstands any other individual performance. Now, don't get me wrong, there's one or two very, very good performances, very pleasing performances, and the odd surprise. But I think as a collective, we've started to understand that as a team, you can actually inspire each other to actually go further as well.
Spoken like a true head coach.
Do you know, it's so funny, so diplomatic, but just, and he's so serious as well. Like this is, no,
well,
but
I
this
could tell
is
you about my
business.
Performance. I mean, my performance of drinking coffee and eating cakes was outstanding. I think it's really important.
I'd give you a run for your money. You want to go up against
I'm
me?
Not, I'm in there with a coffee competition, that's for sure.
No, look, I think it's really important as an organisation we understand that. And we've touched on this before, certainly if you want to get the best out of all of your athletes, it has to be a collective. They train a lot, they spend a lot of time together, and they've got to actually knit together, and you often find their peers get them through.
So we've got to wrap up because we've got a big
huge
contest or present or draw soon.
Absolutely. Before we do, Craig Stewart has sent a message in to say that your favourite song is Back for Good. Is that correct?
No.
Okay, I'll leave it there. I don't know anything more than that, but he is tuning in from Adelaide this morning.
Yes, he is. Okay. No, in fairness, that's a very long-standing joke. I'll have a word with him when I see it.
I think if you can find that one, Cindy, I think it should be played.
No, there is a big story there, but luckily we haven't got time. Oh, yeah,
very
no, he
keen
is.
This
no,
morning,
no.
messaging in at say, 5 o'clock.
And I will say just a big thank you to Stuart, because yesterday I was telling Barry before we came in, we also had the Open Water Champs. We haven't got those results yet, and we're not sure whether we've actually stole a couple of medals there as well. But Stuart spent the day actually in and out the sea with me, feeding the swimmers who did the 10K swim.
Wow.
And as always, we do have a good time together. So I was aware that he'd sent that in.
Right, okay.
I can tell you now, Craig shows the effect of spending the day in the sun, wearing some sunglasses, and he's got the goggles, the sunburn goggles happening.
Fantastic, fantastic. Now, Barry, we have some major, huge news. This competition has gone crazy. Crazy. There is a lot of people who have entered this competition. Earlier, maybe last month or so, you announced on air that you would give one lucky listener a 12-month membership to the Y.
Absolutely.
And people got hold of this very, very quickly and want to be around it.
Isn't it great? Like a membership to Casey Arc, Casey Racer, Endeavour Hills Leisure Centre.
For 12 months.
For 12 months can make a real impact on a person's life. So
I just want to thank you before we do this, because it's worth about $1,000.
Yep.
So, yep, just like that, yes. So, thank you. Thank you very much.
Absolute pleasure. Absolute
Someone
pleasure.
Can change their life with what's about to happen. I'll get you to pull a name out.
So, I'm going to ceremoniously, we've got a bucket
it's
full
a
of
bucket,
names.
It's a bucket, and there is...
Here, and I'm going to dump them all on the floor and
are
pick
you?
Up
okay,
one.
Okay, 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 okay.
So, here we go.
All righty. Off they go on the floor.
They're dumped.
I can't believe you just threw them all on the floor. Now, Barry, you're about to pick up a name. This is exciting. And yes. I'm going to get a drum roll. And the winner is...
Deb Duke.
Deb Duke, congratulations.
That's fantastic. Well done, Deb. Hey, it's going to be great to have you at one of our centres for the next 12 months.
This is exciting. Now, I'm going to endeavour to go and meet Deb. We'll get some photos taken. We'll put them up all over our socials, Barry.
Fantastic.
To every single person who entered the competition, well done. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your interest as well.
Like, it's just great that so many people... are interested in bettering their lives, that they do listen, they do take note, and willing to have a go. And like, hey, well done, Deb, and congratulations.
Deb, this is exciting. Maybe she can jump in the pool, Craig, and do some laps and you can show her how it's done. What do you think?
Yeah, pleasure.
Barry.
Hey, now, Cindy,
just
quickly before we go, and
sure.
I know you're winding
That's
me
okay.
up.
That is okay.
I saw a guy at the front before.
Yes.
In a big red suit. He was sort of hanging around. He was sort of... peeking around the corners, trying not to be seen. I'm not sure. And it was a little bit of a ho, ho, ho.
Was there any bells? Was there any bells?
Oh, no, I didn't hear any bells, but, and the suit jacket looked to be undone a little bit. Quite a large man too.
Interesting. Right? Funny you should say that, because I was chatting with that man on my show on Saturday morning, and
who's Santa?
I will be going live on my Facebook page, so I hope that he's all ready to go and all dressed up, because we will be going live at 7:40 on the Breakfast with Cindy page this morning. But I did chat with that man Saturday morning in the big red suit, and he said that he'd been eating a lot, so maybe that's why the suit was undone.
Oh, okay. That must be the reason
where
why.
I was going with that. Barry, thank you so much. Craig, thank you to you.
Thank you. No.
Lovely to have you again. But Barry, as always, you have been absolutely incredible this year. We thank you for all of your support.
Oh, no worries. And thank you, Cindy. And thank you, 3SER. It's been great being on here. And hey, tune in over Christmas and listen to us on iTunes.
Absolutely. We'll look forward to it. You'll be back with me and a surprise.
Yes. Monday, January the 8th.
January the 8th. You might have to move out of that chair. I'll just leave it at that. And we'll see how we go. Thank you so much. And we will be back again with you next year.